It was in the beginning of my project Assume Nothing, and I wanted to have someone who was intersex involved in the project. But there were very few, on researching, there were very few who were comfortable being that public, being part of a project like this. So I saw a newspaper article about Marnie and one other intersex person, and approached her, and I use her, you know. She uses female pronouns, but if she signs her name, she will say Hermishly Yours. There's a little twist on that. Anyway, that's an aside. So she was very comfortable with meeting to talk further about it, and so we talked about how we could do it. I think we had numerous phone calls before we actually met in person, and I showed her The Big C, my previous project, and for her that was quite pivotal that I'd had an experience of going through a medical system, of having, you know, your body kind of let you down in some way. And so she kind of found a commonality there that meant she was comfortable with proceeding with the being involved in the project. Plus I'd had quite a bit of material that I could show her with previous participants, that she felt comfortable with the approach, and the fact that she would have editorial right if she didn't feel comfortable with them being used. Yeah, so that's back in 98, I think. It was very much a collaboration with Marnie because it needed to feel very appropriate to what she wanted to say in the images. And so once we'd decided on how to do the photographs themselves, we also added a textual component where I think we got it down to 6 images, and she played with placements of different words on the top of her skin, her torso. And once we decided on what text would go with which images and which images would be used, there are 4 in the book, 3 I think, 3 or 4 in the book. I sent her the negatives, and she then scratched the markings or the words into the negatives themselves, because it was important for her and I. The process was kind of appropriate for it to be her to make the marks on her own body to address the issues of her lack of control when she was born, and the doctors made the decisions about, you know, what gender she was going to be. So it was quite a powerful project and process for both of us, and she's been very pivotal to the project in its ongoing journey. In the book itself, she always comes to any event if she can. She will bring groups of people through the exhibition. She will run workshops alongside. In Waikato, she ran both a public intersex workshop as well as a professional one for counsellors and health professionals. So any opportunity, any kind of platform she has to speak about her own story and the, you know, how things can be different now for babies who are born intersex is, you know, that's her raison d'etre, if you like. That's what she is dedicating her life to. Plus she set up the intersex, I think it's just changed its name, it's the Intersex Awareness Aotearoa New Zealand. It used to be called the Trust. The Trust's changed to, I wrote it down if you want those details. So she runs counselling for people with gender identity issues, other intersex people. So she's very dedicated to, you know, changing society so that it's safer for people coming through, being born and living as intersex, openly intersex. I think it's really a product of how she's just so very open and honest and generous and gentle. You know, she's very fiercely passionate, but she in herself is very gentle. So people find it very accessible to talk to her, to ask her questions, to, you know. And because of that, the content in the book that then went to the exhibition, that then went to the film, you know, those are platforms where people can interact with her and her story. She's had two other documentaries made about her work, and one's about to be released in New Zealand as well, a new one. But also she would be there at openings, workshops, and people just, I think if, the thing that's always struck me about this work is that because of the vulnerability and generosity of people in it, people are really open, even if they've never struck anything like that before. There's been very, very little negativity, and I think that's because of the beauty of the work, because of the vulnerability and generosity of the people in it, and Marnie specifically, you know, it's her, it's who she is, you know, it's who she is as a person, I think, that allows people to ask questions that sometimes they don't feel okay about asking, and, you know, so that engages them on the issues, whether they've had anything to do with it previously or not. In terms of knowing all the different medical variations of intersex, my knowledge would be limited. I know there's, as Marnie describes it, there's like intersex is an umbrella term for lots of different conditions, and so I don't have a great medical knowledge of that aspect of it. And I think because it's such a, I mean, the transgender community is small, the intersex community is tiny, and the intersex community that are kind of okay enough to be visible and talking about those things is tinier again. So in terms of knowing lots of people who are intersex, it's grown because of, like in Waikato, there was the intersex workshop that Jan and Marnie presented at, and someone in the audience there came up and disclosed that they were intersex as well. So, you know, there were three intersex people in the room. And as Marnie says, you know, that's really rare, and it's lovely for her that there are other people coming on board in terms of speaking out and telling their story and, you know, wanting things to change in terms of human rights issues and legal recognition. And also the being involved in the transgender inquiry, there's also an intersex component to the transgender inquiry, and there's been the intersex round table, which was getting together intersex people and health professionals in New Zealand, which my partner Jack has a role in that. So kind of from a political point of view, I've got a little bit of knowledge about where things are at politically in New Zealand. I don't have much knowledge of what's happening in Australia.